This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, intermediate mass mergers, telescope troubles, and a sighting of a much younger solar system. First up, LIGO and Virgo have spotted the gravitational waves of an unusual black hole merger. Since gravitational waves were first detected in 2015, a variety of astrophysical mergers have been seen between black holes and neutron stars. The most recent detection is unusual in the mass of the black holes involved. The pair were around 66 and 85 times the mass of the Sun, merging to form a black hole of around 142 solar masses. This isn't the most massive black hole ever detected by a long shot. Supermassive black holes are millions or billions times of the mass of the Sun. However, it's the largest black hole detected by gravitational waves so far, and is the first example of an intermediate mass black hole that LIGO and Virgo have spotted. Intermediate mass black holes exist in the range between stellar black holes, which are formed by a single star collapsing, and the supermassive black holes found at the centre of galaxies. At the moment, how they come to exist isn't very well understood, but one theory was indeed that they could be formed by stellar black holes merging. Very few intermediate mass black hole candidates have been found, so this gravitational wave detection is significant and will hopefully help us better understand how they come into existence. Next, some less good news. The Arecibo radio telescope in Puerto Rico is no longer able to operate as a result of recent damage. A steel cable that was used to support part of the telescope's structure snapped, breaking an antenna and tearing a 30-metre hole in the telescope's 302-metre dish. This is not the first time in recent years it suffered damage. In 2017, winds from Hurricane Maria resulted in minor damage to the dish, but this time the damage is much more significant. For now, the telescope has been shut down for safety and is being examined to determine how much repairs would likely cost and investigate why this unexpected cable failure occurred. Arecibo has been operating since 1963, and until 2016 it was the largest single-dish radio telescope in existence. Well, for now, there's no timeline for its repair. With any luck, we'll see it up and running again before too long. Finally, the Very Large Telescope in Chile has produced the first image of a pair of exoplanets around a sun-like star. The star seen is very young, only about 17 million years old, but is otherwise very similar to the Sun with a comparable mass. The planets, however, are quite different from those in our own solar system. The inner planet weighs in at around 14 times the mass of Jupiter, orbiting at 160 AU from its parent star, while the outer one is around 6 Jupiter masses and orbits at 320 AU. For comparison, 1 AU is the distance between the Earth and the Sun, and Pluto orbits at an average of 40 AU. These planets were made visible thanks to the Sphere instrument at the VLT, which is able to block the light of the host star using something called a coronagraph, making it possible to spot the far fainter planets. This method is limited to young planets, which are hot and bright in the infrared. A solar system like ours is too cool and wouldn't be visible. Very few exoplanets have been directly imaged like this. The first one, also by the Very Large Telescope, was in 2004, and there are still less than 50 images total. Only two other systems with multiple planets have been imaged, and neither had a sun-like star, so this makes for a very interesting look at something like a much younger version of our solar system.